Saturday, October the 30th, 10:22 Keshvan 5771, Shabbat, Parasha Chayeser, Sarah's lifetime. Luke 17.
Yeshua warns of offenses.
He said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no occasions of stumbling should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be careful. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in the day, and seven times returns, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him."
Faith and duty.
The emissaries said to Adonai, "Increase our faith." Adonai said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would tell this sycamore tree, 'Be uprooted, and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But who is there among you, having a servant plowing or keeping sheep, that will say, when he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and sit down at the table,' and will not rather tell him, 'Prepare my supper, clothe yourself properly, and serve me, while I eat and drink. Afterward you shall eat and drink?" Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded? I think not. Even so you also, when you have done all the things that are commanded you, say, "We are unworthy servants. We have done our duty."
10 lepers cleansed.
It happened as he was on his way to Jerusalem, that he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices, saying, "Yeshua, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." It happened that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying Elohim with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Yeshua's feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Yeshua answered, "Weren't the 10 cleansed? But were the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to Elohim, except this stranger?" Then he said to him, "Get up, and go your way. Your faith has healed you."
The coming of the kingdom.
Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of Elohim would come, he answered them, "The kingdom of Elohim doesn't come with observation, neither will they say, 'Look, here,' or 'Look, there.' For behold, the kingdom of Elohim is within you." He said to the disciples, "The days will come, when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will tell you, 'Look, here,' or 'Look, there.' Don't go away, nor follow after them, for as the lightning, when it flashes out of the one part under the sky, shines to the other part under the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As it happened in the days of Noah, even so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ship, and the flood came, and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it happened in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from the sky, and destroyed them all. It will be the same way in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who will be in the housetop, and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away. Let him who is in the field likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life loses it, but whoever loses his life preserves it. I tell you, in that night there will be 2 people in one bed. The one will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be 2 grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other will be left." They, answering, asked him, "Where, Adonai?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there will the vultures also be gathered together." Luke 18.
The parable of the persistent widow.
He also spoke a parable to them that they must always pray, and not give up, saying, "There was a judge in a certain city who didn't fear Elohim, and didn't respect man. A widow was in that city, and she often came to him, saying, 'Defend me from my adversary.' He wouldn't for a while, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear Elohim, nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will defend her, or else she will wear me out by her continual coming.' Adonai said, "Listen to what the unrighteous judge says. Won't Elohim avenge his chosen ones, who are crying out to him day and night, and yet he exercises patience with them? I tell you that he will avenge them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth?"
The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
He spoke also this parable to certain people who were convinced of their own righteousness, and who despised all others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed to himself like this, "Elohim, I thank you, that I am not like the rest of men, extortioners, unrighteous, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far away, wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "Elohim, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Yeshua blesses little children.
They were also bringing their babies to him, that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Yeshua summoned them, saying, "Allow the little children to come to me, and don't hinder them, for the kingdom of Elohim belongs to such as these. Most certainly, I tell you, whoever doesn't receive the kingdom of Elohim like a little child, he will in no way enter into it."
Yeshua counsels the rich young ruler.
A certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good Rabbi, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Yeshua asked him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good, except one Elohim. You know the commandments, don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't give false testimony, honor your father and your mother." He said, "I have observed all these things from my youth up." When Yeshua heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have, and distribute it to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was very rich.
With Elohim all things are possible.
Yeshua, seeing that he became very sad, said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with Elohim." Peter said, "Look, we have left everything, and followed you." He said to them, "Most certainly I tell you, there is no one who has left house, or wife, or brothers, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of Elohim's sake, who will not receive many times more in this time, and in the world to come, eternal life."
Yeshua a third time predicts his death and resurrection.
He took the 12 aside, and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be completed. For he will be delivered up to the Gentiles, will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will scourge and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." They understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they didn't understand the things that were said.
A blind man receives his sight.
It happened, as he came near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road, begging. Hearing a multitude going by, he asked what this meant. They told him that Yeshua of Nazareth was passing by. He cried out, "Yeshua, you son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him, that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "You son of David, have mercy on me." Standing still, Yeshua commanded him to be brought to him. When he had come near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Adonai, that I may see again." Yeshua said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying Elohim. All the people, when they saw it, praised Elohim. Luke 17.
Yeshua warns of offenses.
He said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no occasions of stumbling should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be careful. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and 7 times returns, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him.
Faith and duty.
The emissaries said to Adonai, increase our faith. Adonai said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would tell this sycamore tree, be uprooted, and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. But who is there among you, having a servant plowing or keeping sheep, that will say, when he comes in from the field, come immediately and sit down at the table, and will not rather tell him, prepare my supper, clothe yourself properly, and serve me, while I eat and drink. Afterward you shall eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded? I think not. Even so you also, when you have done all the things that are commanded you, say, we are unworthy servants. We have done our duty.
10 lepers cleansed.
It happened as he was on his way to Jerusalem, that he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices, saying, Yeshua, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. It happened that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying Elohim with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Yeshua's feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Yeshua answered, weren't the 10 cleansed? But were the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to Elohim, except this stranger? Then he said to him, get up, and go your way. Your faith has healed you.
The coming of the kingdom.
Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of Elohim would come, he answered them, the kingdom of Elohim doesn't come with observation, neither will they say, look, here, or, look, there. For behold, the kingdom of Elohim is within you. He said to the disciples, the days will come, when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will tell you, look, here, or look, there. Don't go away, nor follow after them, for as the lightning, when it flashes out of the one part under the sky, shines to the other part under the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As it happened in the days of Noah, even so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ship, and the flood came, and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it happened in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from the sky, and destroyed them all. It will be the same way in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who will be in the housetop, and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away. Let him who is in the field likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life loses it, but whoever loses his life preserves it. I tell you, in that night there will be 2 people in one bed. The one will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be 2 grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other will be left. They, answering, asked him, where, Adonai? He said to them, where the body is, there will the vultures also be gathered together. Luke 20.
Yeshua's authority questioned.
It happened in one of those days, as he was teaching the people in the temple and proclaiming the good news, that the priests and scribes came to him with the elders. They asked him, tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is giving you this authority? He answered them, I also will ask you one question. Tell me, the immersion of John, was it from heaven, or from men? They reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say, from heaven, he will say, why didn't you believe him? But if we say, from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet. They answered that they didn't know where it was from. Yeshua said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things.
The parable of the wicked vine dressers.
He began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, and rented it out to some farmers, and went into another country for a long time. At the proper season, he sent a servant to the farmers to collect his share of the fruit of the vineyard. But the farmers beat him, and sent him away empty. he sent yet another servant, and they also beat him, and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. He sent yet a third, and they also wounded him, and threw him out. The owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be that seeing him, they will respect him." But when the farmers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." They threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What therefore will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy these farmers, and will give the vineyard to others. When they heard it, they said, "May it never be." But he looked at them, and said, "Then what is this that is written, 'The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the chief cornerstone'? Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but it will crush whomever it falls on to dust." The chief priests and the scribes sought to lay hands on him that very hour, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them.
The Pharisees, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar?"
They watched him, and sent out spies, who pretended to be righteous, that they might trap him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the power and authority of the governor. They asked him, "Rabbi, we know that you say and teach what is right, and are impartial to anyone, but truly teach the way of Elohim. Is it legal for us to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?" But he perceived their craftiness, and said to them, "Why do you test me? Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription are on it?" They answered, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Then give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to Elohim the things that are Elohim's." They weren't able to trap him in his words before the people. They marveled at his answer, and were silent.
The Sadducees, "What about the resurrection?"
Some of the Sadducees came to him, those who deny that there is a resurrection. They asked him, "Rabbi, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife, and he is childless, his brother should take the wife, and raise up children for his brother. There were therefore seven brothers. The first took a wife, and died childless. The second took her as wife, and he died childless. The third took her, and likewise the seven all left no children, and died. Afterward the woman also died. Therefore in the resurrection whose wife of them will she be? For the seven had her as a wife." Yeshua said to them, "The children of this age marry, and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry, nor are given in marriage. For they can't die anymore, for they are like the angels, and are children of Elohim, being children of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he called Adonai the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. Now he is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living, for all are alive to him." Some of the scribes answered, "Rabbi, you speak well." They didn't dare to ask him any more questions.
Yeshua, "How can David call his descendant master?"
He said to them, "Why do they say that the Messiah is David's son? David himself says in the scroll of Psalms, 'Adonai said to my Adonai, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet.' David therefore calls him Adonai, so how is he his son?"
Beware of the scribes.
In the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation." End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain. End of Parashat Chayei Sarah, Sarah's lifetime. Praise Yah. HNV Yet is a public domain draft version of the World English Bible, Messianic Edition, Names of Most High Restored and Headings added by DCB. Please see worldenglishbible.org http://worldenglishbible.org/ for more information. Background music uses actual scripture Hebrew letters as notes, orchestrations, effects, copyright 2010 by Dan Plana. Hebrew background audio, permission from Snana Kodesh site, Audio Scriptures International, United Bible Society, 1976. Some elements from Hepkel.com. Copyright 2010 Michael J. Radwin, licensed under a Creative Commons license. which is permission to share, to copy, distribute and transmit the work, or to remix, to adapt the work. Some elements, copyright 2010 Simchat Torah Beit Midrash. P.O. Box 4810, Parker, Colorado 80134. This is a companion to the STBM calendar. To buy the calendar, phone 1-866-TORAH-TV or 1-866-867-2488. Website www.torah.tv.